Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. Good afternoon to the upper echelon, my brothers. How y'all doing today in this week three edition of Heal the Legend show as we are tapping and getting into the start of the season? We're getting almost to a conclusion of the first quarter of the last season here in our first line of Madden 16 as we are preparing ourselves for Madden 17. Speaking on that, continue on keeping yourselves active in the group. We will continue on letting you know as the week gets closer to the new drop of the new game. August the 23rd is the release date for Madden 17. August the 23rd, so make sure you keep yourself active in the group with that. We will definitely let you know how we will do teams. It's definitely going to be more than likely a lottery. We'll let you know how it's going to be done step by step, frame by frame, so everyone can know exactly how it's done. That is no David Stern type of stuff going to happen in upper echelon. We're not going to rig the NBA lottery to make certain teams better than others. We're going to do it by the books. We're going to do it the right way, the genuine way, not the American way. The American way is cheap. Anyway, let's not get into that, but we'll definitely keep you in the loop about what's going to happen in Madden 17. And if you're going to make the cut, if you're not going to make the cut, we'll get you on the waiting list, whatever the situation may be. Keep yourself posted for Madden 17. With that being said, we have concluded our season. The last season we had our champ, KT, won the Super Bowl, his second Super Bowl crown. Congratulations to him. We did congratulate him on the draft show. Just want to do it one more time. Excuse me, as he destroyed Austin in that last Super Bowl matchup. With that being said, now we have our upper echelon award winners, and from now on we will have a show before we put it on the website to get guys to want to listen to the show, if they can listen to the show, just bring a little bit more excitement to the league, in my opinion. So we're going to do it via Over the Heels of Legend show, the outside, whatever the format may be. We will announce the UE award winners online over the broadcast, and we'll do the All-Pro teams. Everything from now on, we will broadcast live first before we allow you to see it on the website, which we are so grateful. I'm very grateful that you do take the time out of your busy schedules to comment on the articles that we do post up on the website. Thank you for the guy that does read it. Feedback. I don't care if you have something negative to say. Any publicity is good publicity. Please continue on making those comments. I just want to see your feedback. And just let us know what you like, what you don't like, and what we can add and Donna Avenue. We'll definitely listen to our brothers up in the upper echelon. Without further ado, the award winners for your upper echelon for UE Awards for the MVP is the quarterback, Tanner Woods out of Philadelphia Eagles. He had 5 votes. Spencer had 4 votes. And Aaron Rodgers had 3 votes. We did not have a lot of guys participating in the voting this time due with a lot of different things going on. But congratulations to Tanner Woods that he 5 votes to the win. And the runner-up was Mr. Jacquez Spencer of the Miami Dolphins. And I am very excited for that. Congratulations to Smooth. And this is actually Smooth's second MVP award recipient on the Philadelphia Eagles. If you remember back, Tavon Coleman first year when he was traded from the Titans to the Eagles had a monster season, a few 300-yard games, and he won MVP that season as well. I think he beat out Spencer that year. And also now Smooth has 2 different MVP guys on his roster that he has guided to the Super Bowl. I mean, MVP is how much to say. Congratulations to Tanner Woods of the Philadelphia Eagles. He is the UE MVP, UE4 MVP. Go to the Player of the Year Award, and the winner is the wide receiver, Mr. Tavon Robinson of the Indianapolis Colts, and he had 7 votes, and the runner-up was the running back, Mr. French, out of the Baltimore Ravens. So congratulations to Mr. Robinson. Our brother Sifu has stepped away from the game, but he led him last season, and he was our offensive player of the year. Congratulations to Robinson. Defensive side of the football, the UE defense player of the year is Mr. J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans. He had 7 votes. The runner was the defensive tackle, Mr. Floyd, for the Minnesota Vikings with 3 votes. Congratulations to J.J. Watt, my boy Texans. He got him a defensive player of the year. He had a very good season with Watts this past year as he was the anchor of that Texans defense, the only bright star in the Lone Star State. Coach of the Year, UE Coach of the Year, goes to my boy Tristan of the New York Football Jets. He had 5 votes. The runner-up was Don Corleone of the San Diego Superchargers and our Super Bowl champ, KT, with the Carolina Panthers. They both had 3 votes apiece. And Tristan finished with the Coach of the Year Award with the Jets, getting them to the postseason for the first time ever. An upper echelon, congratulations to him. And we have renamed our most disappointing award to Underachiever, thanks to our Dollar General sponsors. With the hand sanitizer, we do not need to plug them anymore. In the Underachiever Award, for the first time ever in UE Award history, we have co-winners, and the award will be split between Prez and the Miami Dolphins, who missed the postseason with 8-8, and Mr. Wade Lopez of the Saints. He missed the postseason for the first time in 3 years. Both of them will split the award as they both had the most votes, and that was 5. So congratulations to all the winners in upper echelon. Now, I hope this doesn't show up. Now, excuse me. Sorry for the interruption. We have someone that is trying to reach. Heels the Best, and Heels the Best is doing his best. Now, let's recap the winners. The winners, the MVP is Tanner Woods of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Player of the Year, Offense Player of the Year, is Tavon Robinson of the Indianapolis Colts. The UE Defense Player of the Year is J.J. Watts of the Houston Texans. The Coach of the Year is the New York Football Jets head coach, Tristan. And the UE Underachievers, with the S plural, Prez and Wade, will split that award, co-winners. Really not a winner in that award. So congratulations to the guys that did win. Tanner Woods, Tavon Robinson, Mr. French, J.J. Watt, Tristan, and Wade, and Prez. Congratulations to the UE4 award winners. We are appreciative for all those guys. They were active guys and players in positions to make plays. congratulations to them all. And continue on voting. Continue on being active. And hopefully your guy can be on this list for next season as well. Now let's go ahead and get into these predictions for week three. But first, we're going to look right into the matchup with the Diablos and the Saints. UPT, Wade, this is the game of the week, and it is on the website. Game of the week. Let's go see the Diablos travel to New Orleans to take on the Saints and Wade. And this has been a very interesting matchup for the past five seasons. As Wade, PT was dominating this matchup at the beginning. Then Wade took over about 2 years, and then they've been splitting ever since. So it's been kind of fun to see these guys play. Diablos got the better of them last season at the beginning of the season. I think it was around week three, week four last season. Diablos got the best of them. And then the Saints hung up 70 on them last time they played. And it's been a lot of chit-chat going on, a lot of bad blood between these two. These two guys are not friends. They're not going to act like they're friends. They're not going to have stakes after the game. This is business. This is personal. This is about pride. This is what UE is all about. UPT and Wade, exciting matchup. Cannot wait to see that game. Lopez always screams his games. We don't have to ever have to harass him and find out what his screen name is. It's been the same since the beginning of the time since he's been here, and he has done a wonderful job with the Saints. So very interested to see that matchup. I'm not going anywhere, UPT and Wade, until y'all get that game, please. I definitely want to see it. And it is scheduled between 7 and 8 o'clock Eastern time, but we definitely will be. That's primetime matchup. We love primetime matchups. And UE gives us something to watch during the primetime after you eat your dinner, your wife's getting on your nerves, side chick, kids, whatever the situation may be. You take away an hour and watch a competitive game like this. We're very excited to see this matchup. I am as well. I'm leaning with the Saints, though, in this matchup, and I'm going to tell you why. Mexico City is just something that's not there. Coach UPT has his quarterback, he has his running back, he has his receiver, and it's just something that's not there for Mexico City. They won their first game of the year, looked very impressive, and then they struggled with the Bears and lost last week in Chicago. And we know it's different time zones leaving from Mexico, but they just looked very flat, lethargic, looked very disinterested. I know maybe they was overlooking this matchup to get to this one, because sometimes it's trap games, because when you have a guy that's coming up that you can't stand, and the Bears are not a team that's been good. They've been in the top five the last five seasons. So you're not really looking at them as a formidable opponent. So you kind of overlook them, and I think that's what happened in that matchup. And they overlooked them, but that right there kind of scares me. Not that they just overlooked them, but the Bears put up 41 points. Bears have a very explosive offense. We'll be 3-0 after the event. But we're not going to take nothing away from the Bears. The Bears have been one of the pleasant surprises of the beginning of the week. Or excuse me, the 1-1, not 2-0, 1-1, excuse me. They have been exciting. That was a very exciting game, entertaining game. They're putting a better product out there for the Bears fans in Chicago to look at. So that is good, encouraging that we're kind of getting it that he is learning how to build his team and carry that momentum into match 17, and maybe even something to be a force to be reckoned with the later on during the season. But both of these guys played him, and Wade embarrassed him in week one. Wade embarrassed Collins in week two. The Saints is kind of on a mission. They didn't make the postseason last year. They just found out about 10 minutes ago they're recipients of the Underachieving Award. Wade is not, he's not feeling that. This is not what he plays for. He's played for championships, and he wants to be a contender. He wants to put his name in that hat of being a contender, so he is not going to stand for that. But I definitely can see that this will be a good matchup. Now, we have two games that's live right now. In Upper Echelon, we have the Cardinals and the Dallas football team playing, and we have the Falcons and the Texans playing right now. Two live games. Enough fresh line. So while you're listening to the show, definitely tune into these games. We will do our best to get them posted into the group, so guys can definitely get to see the games right now as I'm on As I'm on the air, I cannot share the links. So when I definitely get off the air, I definitely will get these games shared and put in the group so we can and watch the entertainment of the games. But they both have posted their stream links. But if you can get to the game, watch them while you're listening to the show, whatever the situation may be. Cardinals and Dallas, Houston, Atlanta are both playing, and I definitely will get to their games in a few. But back to the Mexico City and the Saints game. Wade is on the mission. He wants to be a contender. Will not roll over. I don't see another 70-burger hung up in this game, but I see another 50-burger. I see around 50. I see 52-47 in a very high-scoring, entertaining game that will live up to everything that it's built up to be. But I like Wade to come out on top since he's at home in the Dome. Superdome will be rocking. Let's go ahead and get a look at the Week 3 matchup. Let's go ahead and get a quick rundown as we have 10 minutes left in the show. If you're just now joining us, I'm Hills the Best on Hills, a legend show. At the beginning of the show, we announced the UE Award winners, Tanner Woods, Tavon Robinson, J.J. Watt, Tristan was the head coach of the year. Prez and Wade was the underachievers. Tanner Woods, MVP. Robinson, Offense Player of the Year. J.J. Watt, Defense Player of the Year. That's what we've been doing. And we just talked about the Saints and Diablo's wonderful rivalry. Probably the best, if not the best, second best in upper echelon right now. Prez and Austin kind of got a thing going right now that's pretty entertaining as well. Packers and Vikings is always entertainment. But we have some really good rivalries within divisions. So that's always encouraging for the league. We're going to take a look at Week 3 matchups. Steelers at Bengals. We're all going to, when I determine these games, is predicated on these guys going to be playing the game. So it's not that I'm anticipating that these guys are not going to be able to play, picking solely off of them going to, and ditto, nice little competitive rivalry, good friends there. I like ditto at home with the Bengals. The Bengals have Perry. He's been exciting the first two games. They fell short the first two games. He's finding his way. He was on the road both of those games. They finally come home to that big, beautiful new stadium that they built a few years back. Perry, first game in Cincinnati, he will put on the show 300 yards, 100 yards rushing, 5 total touchdowns. I like them in this game, 41-30 over AJ, who was just getting himself back at home, back getting in the groove. Teddy Bridgewater, first game with him. So it might be just a little kink that needs to be figured out and worked out. So I like 41-30. I like ditto in that matchup. Dolphins, we're going to go with the Jets here. I'm going to go with Trishan and the coach of the year. His first game back for the season. As well, he will definitely have his all-pro, three all-pro players in there. And they are at home against the Dolphins. It will be a high-scoring affair. The Dolphins picked up a few weapons in the offseason on the defensive side of the ball to try to slow other teams down because they have done a poor job over the duration of upper echelon of stopping nosebleeds. They cannot do it. So they picked up another defensive back at the beginning of the draft, Mr. Duncan, out of the University of Florida. Hopefully he can help them. I just don't see him helping them right away. With Mr. Hammond, who's looking to take that step into the elite company with the Cam Newtons and the Patrick of the world. He's looking to take that step up, and I think he outdoors him in this game, training game as well. I like a 51-40 Jet, J-E-T-S, Jet. Lions and Packers, Maurice and DJM. This has been ugly throughout the years. These past few matchups have been getting uglier and uglier, like the bottom of your shoes. I like Green Bay in this game. Once again, they're at home. Jameis Winston's got to figure it out for this team. Green Bay is a Super Bowl contending team every season with Aaron Rodgers. Jameis Winston has been given the car key to a Ferrari. Can he learn how to control it and steer it, the gears to it? He has to figure it out. It's still a learning process. The Lions is a team that's still in disarray. Escaped the game against the Falcons. Solid win at home, but they're going to need more than a late game miracle to beat the Packers. I like the Packers big in this game, 41-17. Maurice is going to have to get it done with the Lions. They have a lot of answers a lot of holes they're going to have to fix in this game. Even though they're coming off a 7-win season, the Lions should be taking that step forward, but after that disappointing showing and performance last night by the Lions, I just don't see them going into Lambeau at night playing a good game. Falcons at Texans game is going on live now. I like the Texans in this game. You got J.J. Watt defending the reigning defensive player of the year, anchoring that defense. The Falcons, valiant effort last night against the Lions. They have to travel again on the road. Just don't see Perez and that offense getting going for Carlos. Going to be a long game. I think it really will be. 28-10, Texans win that football game. Giants at Rams. Very interesting matchup here. I know they haven't faced off a whole lot in this matin, so this should be interesting dynamic. The Rams are a very run-heavy team, have one of the best receivers, one of the best talent in upper echelon. Sadly, he's been wasted the past 5 to 6 seasons. He has been a stud up there in St. Louis. A lot of people don't even know who he is, Mr. Morris, DeAndre Morris. They like to go run, 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 get you over the top with that guy. He is a stud in its own right. But Ed Will is one of the best defensive guys, best defensive minds in the upper echelon. I think he figured out a way to slow down the Rams offense as they're starting a new era, Brett Hundley, though, this season. So they're trying to go in a different direction. The Rams still a mess. Giants can win that division. So I will go with the Giants in this game, 21-13. Giants win a defensive battle. Eagles at Redskins, Clement and smooth, always entertaining. The sad part is it just takes them forever to schedule games. Hopefully they get one in soon. Hopefully they get scheduled. It doesn't even matter if they play soon. Hopefully they get a time they both can agree on and we'll see this matchup. It's always entertaining. It's claiming one week one matchup, which is always difficult to play a guy with such a quick turnaround. These guys played in week one. The Eagles kind of gave that game away. Something they're kicking themselves with. They need to win this game. And if Clement gets this win, Clement is off to the start that he's been looking for since he's won the division the last few years. 3-0, and more importantly, 3-0 in that division with a clean sweep over the reigning defending NFC East champs for the past 3 seasons. This win in Philadelphia, this is huge for him to win this division with 3 wins already under his belt. The worst he can finish is 3-3. I like his chances, but he has to go to Philadelphia. Tanner Woods will be receiving his award tonight. I think he will be very excited. I think he will put on a show. I think it will be a little ugly. 42-20 Eagles. Tanner Woods, 6 touchdowns in this game. I like a big performance from Tanner Woods. Panthers at Jags. This will get ugly. The battle of the cats, it will get ugly. Colin has spun a whole lot. He spent a whole lot of money. He brought in Trey O'Bain with Josh Gordon, the DeAnthony Thomas. He traded for Kendricks, brought Manny Ross in. He has a lot of good in Jacksonville to go with what he had, Mr. Morris, the starting quarterback. Unfortunately, he broke his ribs in week one. So now the offense is starting all the way over once again. And a guy that is hungry and he's pounding his chest loud as he's ever done. KC hasn't had this much confidence in almost 6 seasons, and he is oozing with confidence now. The Jags are in big trouble, big, big trouble. I don't see them scoring a lot of points in this game. And if my mouth is correct, and I know it is, this team has scored a combined 19 points. No, excuse me, not 19. That's another team. 23 points. That's not too much better. Oh, 23 points in 2 games. You're going to need a lot more than that to be the KT team. Should get ugly. Will get ugly, unfortunately. 55-10. Panthers run all over the Jags, and I don't think they will stop scoring until they have to. 49ers at Seahawks. My boy Bleed versus Trap. Very interesting game here, as the 49ers are looking to make a statement. A few guys left some bulletin board material. Earlier this week, they came in and let us know early this morning that the 49ers is ready for this game, circled this game on the schedule, as they see the Seahawks as the class of the division. They're saying they want a chance at them. They want to punch the bull in the mouth, the guy who has been winning this division for the majority of the time, division titles. 49ers know it's their time to start. If they want to win this division, that they have to make a statement here and embarrass the Seahawks. And that's exactly what they're looking to do. They're not just here to win. They're here to embarrass. So they are looking to go 3-0 on the road at the 12th man. It's going to be very difficult. But I'm going to go with an upset. 49ers will beat the Seahawks in this interesting game, 27-22. I like the 49ers score a late touchdown to steal this game in a 12th man, run to the buses, because they're going to literally steal this game. Chiefs at Vikings, very interesting game here, as the Vikings are coming into the season with high expectations. Super Bowl of us has been their motto all season. All their moves have been made to beat KT and DJM. This is not KT nor DJM. He's already lost to KT. So we're not even talking about them right now. It's time for the Vikings to win games. They got to continue to win games. That's all it's about, winning games and getting yourself in position to play at home in the postseason. They will win this game against the Chiefs, who still a team that's still trying to figure out the pieces. That dude came in a little late last year, had to step away, and then now he's back. Now the Chiefs are a team that's still in a little disarray. I don't think they'll get themselves together. I think it will be an entertaining game, though. 41-30, Vikings. A lot of points will be scored. A lot of yards will be thrown for. Ravens at Colts. Gold Stick versus one of our newcomers. I like Gold Stick to win this game. The Ravens are a team that needs to win this game. Like I said, it's about building. It's about winning games early in the season that you're supposed to win. And this is a game that the Ravens are supposed to win, even though the unknown is hard to beat sometimes. I like the Ravens to win this game. Be more physical. Just more physical than the Colts. 31-17, welcome to the league, Mr. Joshua. And a game that is taking place right now, Cardinals and Dallas. I like Spiffy. He has to win this game. It's not even an option no more. Must win early in the season for my boy, the Spiff man. He has to win. He cannot go 0-3. He started 0-3. He has a tough hill to climb. And this offense, we talked about how bad Colin's offense looks. The Cardinals offense, who has been dynamic and explosive for four seasons, even the season he took off, he was explosive in the games he played. These past few seasons, he's been dynamic. The first few games, he's combined for 27 points. This is not the Cardinals offense that we're used to seeing and accustomed to seeing. He has to get it back on track before his season is over right when it started. Must win for the Cardinals in Arizona. I like them to win this game. The offense finally cranks up 34-23 over the Dallas football team. And that just about does it here on Hills of Legend show. Congratulations to the MVP, Chandler Woods. Offense player of the year, Tavon Robinson. Defensive player of the year, J.J. Watt. Coach of the year, Tristan of the Jets. And our co-winners of the Underachiever Award, Perez and Wade. Get your game schedule in the schedule and chat within 24 hours. Contact your opponent. Set a time to play. Never say play. Contact and set up a time to play. It's the last season of Madden. Let's get these games in. We should know each other's schedules by now. It's all about the UE. Get your games played.